Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo. Hey, what's up? It's me, Derek, your host. Degenerate Derek Podcast, Super Bowl edition. What a year. What a freaking year. First and foremost, I know I've done this. I've let off like every podcast doing this, but I really do appreciate you guys downloading and subscribing this year. It was by far the most successful season as far as like listens go, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you guys. I'm taking a break after the Super Bowl, but unlike years past where that break would just go all the way until next football season, I will be back the beginning of March. Like I told you, with the success that I've had this season, my company is getting behind my podcast a little bit. They're just getting me some things. So we're going to try to ramp this up a little bit, okay? Now, the basis of the podcast will still be the same, but there's going to be a few different tweaks and changes to it. Gambling will still be, the biggest part of the podcast, obviously, because that's the whole point. But look for that in March. Look for my social. I'll be making some announcements about that. Thank you to my sponsor, Blue Chew. If you need an enhancement for the bedroom, this is the best. Check them out at bluechew.com. They've been the official sponsor all season long. I really, really appreciate them. So thank you to you guys. Thank you to Blue Chew. Thank you to my absent co-host, my arch nemesis, my rival, Cuckboy Daniel. He's also like my best friend. Daniel has had a terrible year. He's had a terrible year. I mean, let's just be honest. He's 5 games above 500 on the season, but like that, that's not good. It's not the worst, but it's not good. Now, obviously, what does that say about me? Because I'm 1 game behind him going to the Super Bowl. Well, I've had, one of the worst seasons of my life. Not really, but I've had worse seasons, honestly, if I'm being, if I'm going to tell the truth on here, which I always do. You know me. Always tell the truth on this podcast. Win, lose, no matter what. The truth comes out of my mouth. I went on some runs here and there, like the playoffs. Right now I'm on an insane run. I'm 9-3 in the playoffs. Like, that's nutty. I was 2-0 against in the conference championships. I was something stupid, too, in the wild card. I lost, like, 1 game in the wild card round. I've just kind of went off a little bit. I've got a little hot. And I usually, not to pat myself on the back, but the playoffs and the Super Bowl, I typically nail these games. I really do. I'm not saying I've never lost. Obviously, if you've been around for a long time, you know my prediction in that Eagles-Patriots game was not the best. So I'm not perfect, but I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good in the playoffs. You could say that I have my finger in it or on it. Is it finger in? I don't know what the saying is, but whatever. So let's just get into it. Let's just get into the Super Bowl. You've been beaten to death with it. I know you just want to know who I'm betting on. If you listen to the show or if you follow me on Twitter, I mean, you already know who I'm betting. I'm betting on the Bucks. I am on the Bucks +3. I'm actually on the Bucks money line, but I'm also a little bit on the Bucks +3. Because, why not just have that safety net if you need it? But I got a lot of money on the money line. Just FYI. Because the reason is the Bucks, if they're in this game, they're going to win it, okay? What I'm saying is if the Chiefs win, they're going to win by more than 3 points. You know what I mean? So there's no point in really putting it on the Bucks +3 because the Chiefs aren't going to win by three if they win. If the Chiefs win, they're winning by way more than 3. So that's why I put it on the Bucks. That's my thought process. And plus, money line is +145, so $200 bet pays you $290, whatever, okay? That's where we're at. Daniel, obviously, other side Chiefs, because he's a square. Joe Public is on the Chiefs. And I get why, because of Patrick Mahomes. But you don't want to mess with Tom Brady, not with that look in his eye. That's really what it comes down to, because when you break these teams down, they got weapons. Both of them got weapons all over the field. All right? Their defenses are somewhat, kind of similar. I know Tampa Bay has, like, the number one rush defense in the league, but Kansas City, obviously, they get their chicken in the air. and both defenses have given up like 42 touchdowns. They both give up like 22 a game, so they're kind of equal on defense. The biggest reason for me with the Bucs and my thought process is, one, Tom Brady and Tom Brady's weapons, and they've been protecting Tom Brady really nice in these playoffs. I mean, really nice. The Bucs have been playing great. Bucs defense have been playing really good. I do think that, you know, obviously the Bucs defense going up against Patrick Mahomes is going to be, it's going to be a challenge, but with the Chiefs missing their two starting tackles, I don't know if this storyline is getting talked about enough. I mean, that is huge. That is huge. Especially when you look at the Bucs defense and they had 192 quarterback pressures. That was second in the league. Second in the entire league in quarterback pressures. And now you're telling me that they're going up against a team that has their two tackles, their two starting tackles are out? Yikes. Yikes. I know Mahomes can, you know, he's athletic, but running the football, you know, he doesn't exactly, like, he's not lightning. I mean, he's good. He can still get out there and move if he needs to. But if you can get some pressure on, he wants to throw the ball. His eyes are downfield. So when you get pressure on him, I mean, it's just like any other quarterback. You see it time and time again. The team that get, if they can get consistent pressure, they're going to win the football game. When you can't sit back there and just do whatever you want to do and throw the ball a million miles down the field to Tyreek Hill, then I just feel like the Chiefs are going to be in trouble. Chiefs have only lost two games this year. Really one, but they've lost two technically. But they've been, like, their games have been so close all year. They've been right there. Teams have had their opportunities. But that's a credit to the Chiefs and, you know, Patrick Mahomes. And it is his time, you know, and he is the face of the league. Tom Brady is, you know, the old guy who's on his way out. But Tom's got that look in his eye. And he has been wanting this moment since his last year in New England. You know, when he threw his last play in a New England Patriot uniform, when he throws a pick six in the playoffs, and that's it. I mean, he's been thinking about this moment. And he's got his chance. He's got a huge opportunity. And God, can you just imagine the legacy of Tom Brady if he beats Patrick Mahomes, who some people are already calling the greatest of all time, which is just so, people are so disrespectful. They're just so rude. It's like Tom Brady has six Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes has one. Tom has six. He's playing in his 10th Super Bowl. But people hate that guy. They just hate him. And I don't know why. Seems like a pretty nice guy to me. Seems like a good family man. Seems like a great coworker. A guy that you would want in your foxhole. But whatever. People hate his guts because that's what they do. They hate winners, which is a weird ass thing. Like, oh, you win too much. I hate you. Like, okay, cool. It's like the biggest loser shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, and you see, like, a ton of losers just hate Tom Brady. You know, like, I run into him all the time. Just some loser-ass dude. It's like, oh, I hate Tom Brady. And it's like, oh, why? Because you suck at everything? okay, cool. That's not me. I've never been that guy. I've never been what you would call a hater. I'm never like, oh, that guy is, oh, he's just too cool. Screw him. Because that's a weirdo look to me. But that's how a lot of people feel about Tom Brady. And it's because they are, in fact, losers themselves. No, he's a cheater. No, he's absolutely not a cheater. He let the air out of the ball. No, he didn't. He didn't let air out of a ball. You fucking idiot. You're the stupidest person I've ever talked to. God. Like, that's how people sound when they're like, he was a cheater. He was, no. Have you ever heard of science, you idiot? You dumbass. That's what cold weather does to air pressure. I can't believe that, like, people, that still hangs over Tom's head. Like, he was over there with a needle letting air out of a ball when it's, like, freezing outside. Like, give me a break. People are so dumb. But that goes back to the point of they want anything to try to hate on the guy about just because he's good. Just because he's won 6 Super Bowls. And he's going to win his 7th. I love the Bucks. I love the Bucks. I really think they win this game. I truly believe that. Obviously. I wouldn't say it, you know. There's no reason for me to, you know, just fanboy over Tom Brady. I just think that he's great. I really do. I think that the Bucks are playing. The Chiefs might be a better team. They might have the better coach. You know, Andy Reid is phenomenal. As a Cowboys fan, I know all about Andy Reid. Having to deal with him for years. And that dude is, he's a great coach. And, you know, especially when he has 2 weeks, no doubt. But I just think the Bucks can overcome all that. I think they got a lot of guys on their team that are probably more hungry than the Chiefs. Chiefs are coming off a Super Bowl win. You got a lot of guys in those Bucks uniforms that, hell, barely even been to the playoffs, never been to the playoffs. And now here they are in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady as their quarterback. And you think they're going to let this moment slip through? Crazy. You're a lunatic. Just like Daniel. Daniel's on the Chiefs because he's a moron who lives on Moron Mountain. Bucks are the play here. Bucks are the only play. Bucks, Bucks, Bucks. That's my Super Bowl pick. All right, I got some prop bets for you. Daniel's got a couple, but he didn't give me the odds on his. And so, like, what's the point, Daniel? You just sending me your props, but it's like, I need the odds on them. I need, is it plus, minus, whatever it is. You're stupid. You're a stupid idiot. I'll see you Sunday, though. I can't wait to beat the hell out of you on the golf course. That'll be fun. This is my first year I'm ever, normally I would just, on Super Bowl Sunday, I would just pace around the house. Like I'm the guy that puts on the pregame, the 8 a.m. pregame. I'm that guy. I put it on and I just walk around the house. This year, I'm going to the golf course. I'm really excited because by the time I'm done with there, come home, get ready for the game. It's going to be a great Sunday. And then at the end of the night, when I'm proven victorious and I'm the winner on my own podcast, and I know that Monday morning I'm going to get cash-apped a bunch of cash, it's going to be a good feeling. And I hope you guys are with me. Hope you guys aren't on the Chiefs, because that is the wrong side, my friend. That is the wrong side. So I got Bucks, plus 3. Really, I got Bucks money line. Daniel has Chiefs minus 3. Daniel's 1 game ahead of me. So if I win, it propels me, because Daniel will drop down to 4. He'll finish the year 4 games or 3 games above. Yeah, 4 games above 500. I'll finish the season 5 games above 500. Whoever wins this, though, is the crowned the champion of the Degenerate Derek podcast. God, I hope that's not Daniel. But honestly, I won't even care, because I'll have lost so much money that I'll just be worried about that. So there'll be other things on my mind, I guess I could say. So, Daniel, if you win, don't even text me, because I will have lost so much money that I might kill you if you text me talking S. Just saying. Okay, I got a couple props for you guys that I actually like. I'm not usually a prop bet guy, but I didn't want to do a podcast where I just gave out one pick. I was like, hey, everybody's into props. I spent some time. There's thought that goes into these picks that I did. They're all plus money, because I'm not going to bet a prop at minus 250. Just not going to do it. That's just... yeah, the limits on prop bets are small. It's like, just go for it. Just go for the plus money props. If you play, you know, minus 200 prop, you're an idiot. But my first prop, if Bucks win the coin toss, they will receive the football. That's a plus 140. The Bucks, the last 2 times that they have won the coin toss, which was week 16 and 17, they took the ball. And then you know what they did with it? They drove down the field and scored touchdowns. So that has now given them the confidence that, hey, we want the ball. We're going to go down and score. They don't want to play from behind with Kansas City. Bucks are an old school team. All right, they're going to run the football. They're going to play defense. They're going to let Tommy do his thing. But they're way more of an old school team than most. And so they want to play with the lead, obviously. especially when you're playing Patrick Mahomes. So if they win the toss, I honestly believe they're going to receive the football. That's a plus 140 prop. I like it. Next one, winning margin. So this is how many points you think the team, whatever, is going to win by. I went Bucks 1 to 6 points at plus 400. So that means if you put down $100 on this, you get $400 in return. When has Tom Brady won a Super Bowl and it wasn't just the closest, most nail-biting game you've ever seen in your life? That's just how he does it. He does not play in blowouts. Just doesn't happen. He doesn't win blowouts. He doesn't lose blowouts. He doesn't get blown out, and he doesn't blow anybody. All right? So the Bucs are going to win. It's going to be a tight game. This isn't going to be domination. My confidence with the Bucs aren't, hey, the Bucs are going to smash the Chiefs. No, I just think the Bucs have what it takes to win the football game, and I think it'll be a close game. And this is probably my favorite prop. Bucks winning by 1 to 6 points at plus 400. I love that prop. My next one, Daniel also had this one. The first score in the game will be a field goal. So this doesn't matter if the Chiefs or the Bucks, it doesn't matter who does it. It just matters that the first points that go up on the scoreboard are a field goal. And that is a plus 170 prop. Again, that means that if you bet 100, like if you went to Vegas and you put $100 down on this prop, when you went to go get your ticket back, you would get 270. I don't know why I have to explain it like that, because a lot of people don't seem to understand it. They're like, oh, if you bet 100 and you only get back 170 bucks, you only win 70. No, your profit is 170, okay? Profit. So that means you bet 100, you would then get your 100 back that you bet, plus another 170. That's how that works, okay? Next prop, first team to score, Bucks, plus 105. That goes along with my theory of it correlates with the Bucks getting the ball first because the Bucks want to score first. I think the Bucks are – here's what I think is going to happen. I think the Bucks are going to win the toss and get the ball and take the ball. Or even if the Chiefs win the toss, they're going to defer and kick off to the Bucks. So the Bucks are going to have the ball first. No matter what happens, I think the Bucks have the football first. So that's why I got them to score first at plus 105. Because Kansas City's defense is nothing, you know. I mean, they're not the worst. They're like middle of the road. I think they're like exactly middle of the road. Okay, so I think the Bucs are going to be able to score in this game is what I'm saying. Like, obviously, if the Chiefs win this game, it has to be just a nutty performance by Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, which obviously they're capable of doing. I just don't think they get it done against the GOAT, and that's Tom Brady. My last prop bet of the evening is going to be Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady at plus 200. I think Tom has... It's just set up for Tom to win the MVP. It just is. He's the reason they're here. You know, he came down to Tampa for this exact reason, to win the Super Bowl in Tampa's home stadium. He's going to be crowned the Super Bowl MVP at plus 200. Okay, so those are my prop bets that I got going on. Obviously, my biggest focus will be Bucks plus 3, Bucks money line. Daniel, he's on Chiefs minus 3 because he's a cuck. But yeah, I think that's it. I think that's all the bets I got. Again, thank you for your support this year throughout the NFL season. It was fun. I had a good time doing this. I know that I wasn't exactly a very good winner, but some of you guys faded me in some spots and won some money, so kudos to you on that, even though it's kind of rude and you don't have to tell me about it all the time, but you do anyways. Thank you. I appreciate all the messages that I got this year, even the rude ones. They made for some really funny content, so thank you for that. And I will be back at the beginning of March, okay? Good luck. Have fun. Stay safe. Gamble responsibly. And we'll see you in a few weeks, okay? Have a good one.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.